Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I can't get it even standing in my driveway with my handheld, and I had the Nagoya 72 on the truck, and I couldn't quite get it. I was someplace else around here, and I tried it, and I was able to key it once over the summertime. So, I don't know. We'll see. I know this antenna seems to be working really good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe another half hour. I'm trying to get that station out of Cleveland and see if he's going to come by.
Yeah, I'll probably be sitting here standing by then.
He's a very good man. I talked to him when Don was alive. We were talking to him every day. And I still talk to him. I have his text message, too.
It's okay. When I was up north over Thanksgiving, I talked to the gentleman from Shepherd that you usually talk to, too. Except for... He was on Simplex, and I didn't have Simplex programmed in the radio, so everybody was hearing one side of the conversation.
that guy, he's a crimp. But he always sound good. You know why he sound good? Because he's got those Motorola radios.
I'm telling you, he's got a really good setup there because even on Simplex, I was in Mount Pleasant when I was talking to him on Simplex, and he was doing a number. He was doing a really good job.
You know, one time I asked him, what's the name of your antenna? He said, I don't know. I got to go up there and find out what's the name of that antenna I got out there. I laughed.